A plan to turn the former World War II ghetto of Terezín into a university town along the lines of Oxford or Cambridge has been abandoned. 6 years after the idea was first floated, there is little sign of progress in bringing it about, and the government says that, in view of available finances, it is simply unrealistic. Daniela Lazareva has the report.
It was a wonderful vision, but it's time to come down to earth, Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Vondra said in a meeting with Terezín representatives this week. The 13 billion crown project, which was to have been co-financed by the state and EU funds, did not spark much enthusiasm at Prague's Charles University, which was expected to play a lead role in bringing it about. The former rector of Charles University, Ivan Wilhelm, explains why.
A university town isn't something that you can have made to order. It's a living organism which needs to grow at its own pace, in its own way. You just have to create the right conditions for it.
Today, the central Bohemian town of Terezín has only about 3,000 inhabitants and many ghost houses abandoned by the army. Try as it may, it has been unable to attract enough interest in academic circles to present a project that would merit attention. The government now favours a different approach, saving one building after another, inviting various institutions to consider opening a branch there and gradually creating an atmosphere of culture and learning. Minister Vondra said that after 6 years of debate, it was important to move from words to actions.
I think it is time to take stock of the situation and really start doing something. We can try working towards the original idea of a university town by implementing a series of smaller projects which are realistic, and we'll see where that takes us. I'm convinced that Terezín does have a future as a center of education, but it has to be built up gradually, and we should invest in smaller projects that are compatible.
In order to create a center of learning, the government wants to prioritize projects related to education, culture, and, above all, history. For a start, the Czech Institute of National Memory has been located there, and the town has entered into close cooperation with Ústí nad Labem University. The former Hanover barracks, a now derelict building, is to be turned into an archive for the newly established Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes. And a project now being given serious consideration is the possible establishment of a humanitarian studies centre. Terezín is a living memory of the Holocaust, and if things work out, in a few years' time, it should become a centre of learning, specialising in that tragic chapter of modern-day history.